In the studio this morning, one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
What shows that I'm gay?
You are a transgender,
yes,
and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken lesbian, homosexual. How can I describe you? Now, we're looking at the raging debate. You're a gay rights activist. Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
I'm not sexually active right now.
So what are you doing with this lady?
By choice.
By choice.
Yeah. I've just not... I've chosen not to engage.
Doesn't that make you gay?
What do you mean, doesn't that make me gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
I'm gay.
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello.
Today is April 10th, and it's a Wednesday. And it's fucking snowing. Can you fucking believe it? Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's fucking snowing, and it's fucking spring. I don't understand. It's crazy how Joe Rogan has his own, like, you know, like, I wonder if like, he basically, you know, well, he basically built his brand around shit he likes to do, you know, which happens to be something he can make money off of. Could you imagine if he had a regular, like, I don't know, like, just like the way that other YouTube creators do, where they have to cater to their sponsors' needs and shit. Like, for example, Tom Segura's and Christina Plablitsky, whatever. Christina Segura. So could you imagine if... Oh, so on their show, they were... they were dropped by McDonald's because they said some shit. I don't remember exactly, but you know, like, it, I don't care, you know, I'll just do whatever I want. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't know, unless they're gonna, you know, pay for my house. I'm not going to change my thoughts, or, you know, I won't be, I'll always be true to a product, you know. I won't, like, I don't know, you know, they're going to have to pay me if they want to sway my mind. So if I ever get to a point where I have a bigger following and I talk shit on a product, you're gonna know that that's true, because I like to talk shit. But if something's good, you know, I like to talk good. I like to bring you those gospels. If something's good, you know, let's give you the gospel. But yeah, it's fucking snowing. And I'm fucking cold. And I got up early this morning. Not really. I was fucking tired. Even though I went to sleep early yesterday. And, yeah, I fucking hate that I have to go to work. I didn't have energy to do anything yesterday, you know, after I got home from work. I was so fucking exhausted. Of course, my manager had to point out that to talk to him later and to work something out ahead of time, you know, rather than, you know, just being an adult and showing up and doing my work and not having to hold, because, you know, if I'm going to go in for overtime, if I'm going to go into, you know, to spend time at work, you know, I'm going to actually do work. You know, these guys, they go in for overtime and they milk as much as they can. They do as much personal time, as much personal stuff as they can on the clock, on company dime. And that's just not very right. So it's just incredible to me that, you know, I'm praised in one aspect, but in another, I'm so controlled and, I don't know, it's so dumb. But, yeah, like one example, when I first worked with the team, I was sitting by myself, which is super nice. You know, I didn't have to talk to anyone. I could be introverted, go in and do my job. You know, I prefer not to be introverted in the workplace. I like to be outgoing, and it makes the day go a lot faster. I think it's a cultural thing for me. You know, it's just such a different culture I've ever been around. It's like 99% white, 90% Mormon. And, you know, I've been there for 2 years. I'm still not used to it. It's so weird. And, they have, like, Kool-Aid parties. And, I don't know if they've ever tried Dulce de Tres Leches cake, which is the fucking bomb, if you guys have ever tried it. Like, at least they should do that for, at least for, because every month what they do is they buy a fucking cake for the entire floor. And this month, I guess they did a pretty decent cake, but I didn't go. I was fucking busy. I was stuck at my desk. Everyone else just drops what they're doing and goes. But, you know, I never get that opportunity because these fucks on my team, you know, they know what they're doing. They help each other out. They manipulate the ticket count. They transfer tickets, or they assign tickets, not according to who has the lowest ticket count, who has the lowest workload, but just whoever Mr. High Lord Surveyor decides has to do the work. You know, they never take it upon themselves. Like, I've never seen them go out of their way to do something for someone else. Like, fucking dumbasses, man. They fucking slow down the last second. They know it's bumper to bumper traffic. Like, fucking idiots. Can't believe it. Fucking retards. Ah, man. Why don't they just fucking slow down? Like, you're not gonna go anywhere any sooner. I need to turn on my windows or something to get foggy. people are fucking idiots. I wish I could have just got... I don't know how people do it. Like, how do people go to work without showering? That shit's so gross to me. Like, it's so disrespectful for everyone else around you, too. Like, I mean, I'm talking about a corporate job. Like, I understand, like, construction. Like, when I work in construction, you know, it's fucking... We had to go at 5:30, 5 o'clock sometimes. You know, like, they don't... You know, with construction, you're working an hour away, an hour and a half away sometimes. You know, you don't know where you're getting to work from one week to the next. Sometimes you have to wake up really, really early, and a lot of times you carpool with someone else, and, you know, they don't care that you're tired in the morning. You know, you gotta go, you gotta go. I remember one time, you know, getting so little sleep, going to work, having to be the driver on the way back, and, you know, almost feeling like I'm gonna pass out with four other people in the vehicle with me. You know, it's not a good feeling. I think that time I actually did swap out for someone else, but with someone else to drive. It's just a shitty situation to be in, for reals. Like, you know, so I understand that, you know, waking up and maybe taking a shower at night, it's probably better if you're a construction worker. So you get home all stinky, you take a shower and you're relaxed, you're fucking tired at the end of the day, you know, so you're fucking sore, you're moving shit all day. There's no way you're gonna go to a construction job and not get tired, unless you're doing, you know, electrical work or some shit. Like, well, any Mexican job that I've worked, you know, stucco, framing, drywall, it requires labor, intense labor, you know, and you're gonna come home and you're gonna be sore and tired, you take a shower, you're out for the night. But with a fucking office job, you should fucking take a shower in the morning, especially if you're working in the corporate environment. Like, fuck, man, this guy, his whitey tighties fucking coming in, dandruff all over his hair, fucking trying to tell me what to do, same age as my dad, you know, can't do a lick of manual labor. But, you know, it is what it is. I have to deal with it. I mean, whatever. I guess he's gonna retire soon, so go out and do what you want. Watch Google Maps all day at home. Not on the company dime. Not on a team environment where one person can be detrimental to the team. You know, the team aspect. If one person's not a team player, in whatever team, like, any, there's if it's a team, it's a team for a reason. You know, like, there's a lot of IT departments, like, in any company, and a lot of those departments have one or two people, you know, because they're not a team. It doesn't require a team. It's a very specific task. It's a very unique skill set that you need to have, you know. And but if you're working in a team, it's called a team for a reason. And if you have even one person, you know, you see in those movies all the time, when there's a fucking Bad Bear movie, fucking bench warmers, you know, you can go on and on. Like, if there's just one, you know, Dodgeball, what's the Dodgeball movie? I love that movie. I used to watch that shit twice. But, if just one person, he can ruin the whole aspect of a team. You know, there's very little things you can go into life that don't require a team. And if no one's working together, you're fucked. You're fucked. There's but, you know, on my side of things, it's like two people, you know. And I'm fucking tired of it, you know. I'm not gonna lie. I can't be, you know, it's giving me cognitive dissonance, because in one hand I'm being told you know, you're doing such a great job. I love what you do. You're amazing. But I have to control you like a little kid. You have to tell me exactly what you're doing at every fucking point of time. And on the other hand, you know, I'm being told to be less demanding, to be, you know, so, you know, it's just caused a lot of confusion to me. I can't be Superman and fucking John Stockton at the same time. Like, it's not possible. Like, you want me to be Superman? Alright, you know, like, let's do it, but get these fuckers out of my way. You know, I can't be Superman and have fucking a bunch of fucking, let's see, minions running around chatting, you know, trying to act like it's a 1980s office. They don't want to start using any new technology for some reason. You know, so they're stuck in the whatever era they learn technology in. So I don't know. It just adds insult to injury. Like, I'm already on the shittiest team. I'm lowest on the totem pole. You know, I'm the person on the team that they throw all the shit down to. So I'm like the lowest of the lowest. I'm the lowest person on the lowest totem, on the totem pole. You know, so probably one of only. So there's two other brown people that are in our department. One's like a Polynesian, the other's like Hawaiian. You know, but I don't know how that's relevant. I want to get away from the work. I'm gonna have to deal with that all day. Yesterday was a piece of shit day. I was running around, got into 120 tickets. Mind you, that when I left on Friday, the tickets were at 93. You know, so I don't know how, you know, 20, was that 26, I guess, 27, I don't know, like, so I missed Monday, right, and then I come in on Tuesday, and we're that much, you know, we're that off by that much, and then I come into yesterday, and then the fucker that just took a week's vacation that made my week so stressful last time, that contributed to making me call out, that, you know, contributed to me calling out on Monday, because it all adds up, you know. If you're not helping, then you're making it worse, you know. And I consider him one of those kind of people. You know, and all due respect, you know, I, like, whatever, like, I know he's someone's dad or some, you know, he's somebody's father, but when, you know, I pick up vibes right away, and when you disrespect me right off the bat, when you treat me with contempt, you know, I'm gonna have a kind of attitude towards you. You know, first impressions are really important, and he really hasn't swayed me. You know, he doesn't make me think of him any differently with his fake attitude. Like, but, you know, I respect him at the same time. Like, I don't know, it's hard to say, but looks like the traffic's clearing up here. Finally. I fucking hate this fucking life that I have. It's just so annoying. Like, I don't get excited for much anymore. I get home. Like, I have a whole bunch of things I want to do. I just can't. I can't make it happen. So, whatever. I don't have anyone on my side, like, motivating, helping, contributing. So it makes it difficult, but, you know, I don't know. I'm finding enjoyment of getting something done every once in a while, but I do want to figure out how to do, like, the SEO, like, tags and stuff for my videos so they can be found easier and actually do descriptions and shit. I wish I could get to a point where I'm making at least a steady income, you know, like, maybe even, like, $20 a month, and that way I can maybe Fiverr someone, you know, just something I'm making out of my, media, like, whatever it would be, whether it's a music video, documentary, you know, because I've been having a lot of ideas on what I want this channel to be, and really, you know, I have a short attention span, so I don't want to hold myself to one genre or one type of video. And I don't want to be a guy that has all these different channels, like H3H3, that has his actual channel where he blew up on, and he has his podcast going, you know, and I think he's doing well. But I wonder if he makes more... I wonder if the reason is easier, or it makes more money that way, you know, if they can have two popping channels, two different... different sponsors on different platforms, but yeah, anyways, well, I forgot where I was getting at, but oh well. On my channel, you know, I don't want to branch out or anything. I just want to have one channel, and I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want whenever the fuck I want. If I want to start making videos from one week to the next on and just do nature documentary channel, you know, fuck it. I want to be able to do that, and I know it's harder to build a following that way. It's harder to establish any grounds that way. But, you know, this isn't for anyone else. You know, I keep telling myself that because I've done that a lot in the past, and it's never worked out for me, you know. And all the content I create, like all my Instagram videos, all my YouTube videos on my personal channel, or my Facebook videos, those are all for me. You know, I get an idea that interests me, fascinates me, or that I'm interested in. I don't necessarily... Some of them I do want to get, like, the idea, you know, contribute that way. But for the most part... Oh, fuck, did I forget my badge? I did. Oh, I fucking hate... Every time I forget my badge, I know it's going to be a shitty day. Like, I have to start my day by... even though the front desk lady, I love her, she's such a nice lady. I just don't like interacting with humans at the start of the day. So I like to build up my social mana, I guess you could say, and whatever. So we're off to the races. I'm here, but. Yeah, I have a lot of ideas. Like, I made I did, like, a little cooking show, and it wasn't ideal. Like, I didn't really plan for it or clean or anything. But it was fun. I don't know. I think I can make something out of it with an edit. But, you know, I didn't have no motivation to do that yesterday. I was thinking of doing the Nipsey mini doc. But I don't know. It's really hard to do 10 hours at your workplace and then stare at multiple computer screens all day and then go home and do the same thing for, you know, a couple more hours. It's really draining, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, they think that, and a lot of my family is guilty of this. They think because I'm I'm an office worker. I work in an office. It's an office job. I don't get tired, you know, and that's simply not true. Like, you know, I almost rather be in doing physical labor sometimes. It's just really draining mentally. Like, I know it's a persona changer. I in high school, I was very outgoing. As soon as I started doing office jobs, like call center jobs, I the phones were just really nerve-wracking for me. Fuck, I love the rain, though. It's, like, raining now. Everything's melted. Forest in... the forestry in my workplace. It's beautiful today. I'm actually going to try to sneak in my... and give you guys an idea of my workplace. I'm gonna try and conceal my microphone here somehow. No, just kidding. Alright, so I'm putting it in my jacket. You guys see if I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say what. Anything. I'm gonna see if they say anything. Like, if they see me, they usually see me. They're at the beginning of the row. And then dictating, like, depending on how they, if they say anything, if they greet me first. Well, am I supposed to greet first? Is that the proper thing? I don't know. Either way, they're usually assholes, so. And I want to give you an insight of that. So, I'm gonna. This guy looks so, like, weird. I'm walking in with a microphone strapped to me. But I concealed it in my jacket. Ooh, I forgot something though.
Now Peter up there, new one Peter, being
right
there. Keep update, like 5 times update still for it.
Like, yeah. Yesterday or since you've been sitting there?
Well, in the 5 days in the row, the one update each day. So right now it's updating again. So like
that's a lot, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Or,
Well, if there's any other seats today, I would say sit somewhere else and I can check it out. What's do you know what number it is by chance?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll go check it out. Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, no problem. Well, awesome. Thank you. Either way, I appreciate it. You know I need to go everywhere in the building. Sometimes. Not really. Oh, man. It's too cold out there, man. It's too cold out there.
It'll be snowing today. It'll be tomorrow.
It's spring. Yeah. Yeah. I need to take some more of these classes, survive them.
Yeah, today it's a quiet learn fun.
A little bit, right? Yeah. See you, man. Have a good day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, you see that? I thought I did.
You might have. I don't know where it is.
Maybe you haven't checked your email.
Maybe.
No. Robert Belshi did a guide. Was that not?
Oh, maybe he did. Is that the one that we need to give to everyone?
I thought it was really, pretty.
His documents are good.
Yeah.
I send those to people. And they're like,
I'm pretty sure that was what we needed.
Exactly. So help me make sure I have that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that Knox is missing. How do you clear the cache?
Has it reoccurred?
I remember seeing something like that, but...
Yeah, it's all right.
Just help me.
Okay.
Because the Knox, that's our biggest struggle. Our biggest struggle for the next 6 months will be disasters.
Yeah.
The Max is going to be the worst.
Yikes. Well, I'm happy to help.
And the threat is that... Well, that's okay if the Knox can't do them. We'll
right.
assign him to the service desk, and we'll put Antonio's name on every one of them.
Sounds familiar.
Right? That sounds good.
Let's do it.
No, that's probably it. And I think I was thinking of something you were going to send, but I remember him sending something.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll check it out again. I was pretty sure that's what we needed.
I can make sure that the Knot has that.
I agree.
Please don't edit. That's ridiculous. You?
Well, you edit it for Jim.
Oh, okay. You, Jeff, Michael, Joe, maybe. Oh, gosh. I got to tell the middle of April. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. And then May 1st? Gosh. That comes up quick. I'm just the truth is, by the time I do this one on the 24th, this can be like, I don't know. We're going to push one button.
That's right.
We're going to do everything. Image, reboot, reset.
That's right.
Report.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, reboot is kind of fix it. Okay. Do you go in like in a Avante?
You can just remote in.
Yeah, remote into the
There's
service.
Also a task that can send to it. That's generally.
No. Now, because you're doing it tonight, do you want me to do the replication and turn off the disable once for tonight, so it doesn't replicate tomorrow.
I mean, if you can.
All I need is the list of which ones we're doing. Are we going to create a little spreadsheet?
I like the thing I liked about mine.
Let me pull the spreadsheet.
Was I liked that I had the 3-digit INDVI.
Have a great day.